Blackstone Audio presents Penelope by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Mia Scheramonte. For Harry Scott Gibbons and Charles David Bravos Gibbons, with love. Chapter 1. Miss Augusta Harvey let out a long sigh of satisfaction, which ended in a discreet belch. In front of her, the waxed floor of the ballroom mirrored the feathers and silks and jewelry of the Houtan. "I have arrived," she said to her shivering companion, Miss Euphemia Stride. "I have indeed arrived. You have done well, Euphemia." And Miss Stride, a faded spinster in her 50s, felt she had indeed done well. It was not everyone who could secure an invitation to the Courtlands ball for the vulgar and pushing Augusta Harvey, who had managed to alienate practically all of London society since her arrival in town a mere few weeks before. Euphemia would hardly have dared risk society's displeasure by thrusting such a mushroom as Miss Harvey on them, had it not been for the generous bribe offered her by that lady. Even then, she had not found the courage to inform the Courtlands of the name of the friend she was bringing to their ball. Perhaps it would not be so bad. Augusta looked quite the thing, in a heavy crepe evening gown with a Van Dyke hem, and a fine row of pearls embellishing her fat neck. If only she would keep her mouth shut. It was then, as Euphemia surveyed Miss Harvey's gown, that she noticed the first disaster of the evening. "My dear Augusta," she whispered desperately, "you have straw clinging to your hem. Do but remove it before anyone..."